the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each November, Native American Heritage Month is celebrated with the goal of affirming and celebrating the identities of individuals who are often erased from history. Dr. Billy Follinsby, Museum Studies Program Coordinator in the Art and Design Department at Missouri State University, has had a lifelong fascination with Native American history, art, and archaeology. She is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
It's very difficult to describe the historical cultural structure of Native American people because there are over 500 different Native cultures in North America alone. All of them have very different cultural practices, different types of government, different power structures. It would take books just to scratch the surface of this topic. So people who study Native American cultures have to specialize in one topic or another. My area of specialization is the ancient Americas. I specialize in Mesoamerica, and more recently, I have also developed a specialization in ancient North America.
Most recently, Follinsby has been drawn in to study plates which were excavated, along with many other artifacts, by John Rogan in 1885. They have since been named the Rogan Plates. She describes what is shown on Rogan Plates 1 and 2.
The two Rogan plates called Rogan Plates 1 and 2 depict a character called the Bird Human. The Bird Human is often interpreted as a character in Native American mythology who is known as Red Horn, also known as Morning Star, He Who Wears Human Heads as Earrings, and He Who Is Hit with Deer Lungs. These are prominent characters in Native American mythology that have to do with the planet Venus and the Morning Star. This character would wear falcon eye markings on its face. It would have feathered bird wings and a feathered bird tail, as well as a twisted braid. And the character also may wear an ornament called a bilobed arrow in its hair, and it may hold a club and a severed head or head-shaped rattle in its hand.
Since these works were discovered, scholars have been intrigued by them due to their naturalistic and clear depiction of this bird human. But Follinsby says that both bird humans in Rogan Plate 1 and 2 clearly depict breasts. Unfortunately, this idea was largely discounted at first.
In the 1980s, a scholar named Catherine Brown pointed out that Rogan Plate 2 has a very large, prominent, rounded female breast. However, this information was dismissed because the figures both wear very elaborate and very male-oriented garb of a bird human, which is a male soldier figure. Scholars haven't really known what to do with the fact that these figures show female features but are wearing male garb. It wasn't until recently, in the 1990s, that scholars have pursued this further and realized that this may be the depiction of what is called a gender variant, a figure of a woman who has taken on a male role. Once it's been taken into consideration that these figures may represent a gender variant, it's much easier to understand why these figures might be female sex figures wearing male-gendered garments.
In the past, as ancient cultures were studied, Follinsby says large and important-looking items or figures have often been assumed to be male, like it symbolized power. Follinsby thinks that it is important not to make these assumptions and to take a hard look at the original objects or photographs of the originals because artists' reproductions can insert personal biases, preferences, and flaws.
Unfortunately, because the focus has been on the depiction of the paraphernalia that Red Horn or Morning Star wears, often the physical features of the figures have been rendered less accurately. And among others, the features of the chest and stomachs have been flattened in the illustrations. In the case of the Rogan plates, this has been crucial to understanding who is being portrayed, whether that person is male or female. Many scholars who have focused on the fact that the bird human shows a male figure have ignored the fact that their original plates depict figures that very likely are female. And this has caused problems in interpretation of the figures.
In her work, Follinsby is correcting misrepresented history.
There is considerable archaeological and ethnohistoric evidence that Native American women served as elite warriors, as leaders, and as rulers in ancient Native American culture. Even in cases such as Rogan Plate 2, where the sex of the bird human figure is clearly and overtly female, sometimes preconceived assumptions or dedication to a specific gendered interpretation can lead scholars to completely ignore or disregard clear physical evidence when it might contradict their beliefs and hypotheses. And in some cases, consciously or unconsciously, they might even minimize, obscure, or even erase the evidence. Sometimes we reinforce this by seeing what we want to see.
That was Dr. Billy Follinsby, Museum Studies Program Coordinator in the Art and Design Department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.